Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Who's on the line?
Well, hello, Mike. This is David Cheesham calling from Muscatine, Iowa. Beautiful Muscatine, Iowa.
Oh, so last week it was Indiana. This week it's Iowa.
That's right. And I just crossed over, so we skipped over Illinois.
Oh, you went through Illinois.
Really? But I'll be back in and out of Illinois, Missouri as I go down south. But a couple things that have changed in the journey here, bike trip. One is that Illinois has hills.
Right.
I've been riding mostly on flat land, but then just as I came up to the town of Henry, which is on the Illinois River, I suddenly noticed that my legs were using different muscles.
Oh, okay.
I think this is the most fascinating things that I've learned about biking. Well, let me ask you. Let's say you ride 5 miles on level ground.
Right.
And you ride, pretty hard. And you turn around and you ride back 5 miles. And let's say you do, and you feel, you've done some work, right? Now you've done another 5 miles up a hill. And you turn around and you do 5 miles and you go back. Does choice number A make you more tired, or choice number B make you more tired?
Oh, my. Well, I can only use a practical example. This past Saturday, of course, the Palmer Classic was done.
And the weather was good. Last time when we talked, it might be if the weather was not going to be good, but
It started out cloudy with a hint of rain, but basically it was pretty good. But it was 25 miles, and you've ridden that. You ride out from Palmer along the Old Glen, and you get out there and go around the butte. You come back, and when you come back, you're faced with coming. It's always on my mind. You're faced with coming back the hill after you cross over the river. You're coming back, and by the airport, there's this hill going up. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I've just ridden 20-some-odd miles, and that's going to be whatever. But I usually find I'm surprised at how well I can do that. But I do notice it, and I think psychologically, when I'm doing a ride, whether it's out, if you go out Bogart Road, for example, it's generally uphill. And I like going out, but I like much more coming back. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it, well, that's my experience. It's a roundabout answer to your question.
Right. And I think I'd love to talk to an expert on this, but I think maybe some bodies are different, because for me, if I have a day and I'm going up and up a hill, when you go back, you're not pedaling. If it's a steep hill, you're not pedaling at all.
Right.
So you've worked harder. You feel like you've worked harder. But by the end of the day, I think I don't feel as drained as I do just pedaling constantly.
On the flat.
Or on the flat for miles and miles. But, it's also subjective. And as soon as you ask the question, your mind sort of tells you one thing, depending on your mood or whatever. So I don't think I have a real answer to this, but it's curious, and I would wonder if you interviewed 5 cyclists, if they would all have a different...
Well, we might be able to do something like that. But let me ask you a question. Passed from Indiana through Illinois and now into Iowa. When you cross a state line on any of those states that you've passed through once you started in Buffalo, did you notice significantly that state line really meant a difference in what was happening as you were riding along?
That's a really interesting question, because in past rides, I've really noticed, I think the roads that I've been taking are more back farm roads. And so I think when I went from Ohio to Indiana, I didn't even come across a sign, so I didn't even realize I'd crossed.
Right.
But in other rides, you can notice sometimes, of course, even crossing counties, sometimes you'll notice the condition of the road changes. It's like in one county, they've just repaired the road up to the line. But the here on these farm roads that are usually pretty narrow, and sometimes they're gravel, sometimes they're old pavement, they've been very consistent until I get into the city, and they don't have, like, because I love stopping and taking pictures of all the, come to this state time, and I didn't get to sometimes.
Right,
I
didn't
see the Iowa sign. And so it's just more the urban versus rural difference.
Got it. Now, what I can remember in Europe in particular, back in the day, when you crossed from one country to another, for example, from Germany into France or vice versa, there was such a cultural difference in the way the roads were done, buildings were built, and so on, that I could describe in some detail all the differences that were there by just crossing that border. But it's kind of a different thing in the United States. Mostly, in my experience, crossing borders from one state to another, that, as you're pointing out, unless you're going from urban to rural or vice versa, there's not as much of an obvious change. There you are. You're now in Iowa. Are you camping more now?
Well, this is my break time. I'm taking I'm taking 3 days off because I had some pretty. I've been upping the miles this last week. Had one ride quite long, and there's a weather pattern. And this doesn't seem to change. You kind of hope that it will change as you move from one state to another, but pretty much the weather doesn't respect borders. And what happens here is you start at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's cool, maybe a light breeze, and then the wind picks up around 9 or 10. I mean, it's not Palmer wind, it's not a storm, but it is a consistent wind that always goes, if you're heading west, it's always going the wrong way.
And that makes a difference.
Just 5 or 10 miles an hour will make a huge difference. Yes, you're right. And how was the wind? Was it windy for the classic ride?
Well, actually, it varied. And you could tell, particularly around the Butte, going out along the old Glen, it was pretty good either way. You know that the one way is a little bit more uphill than the other. But then as you go around the Butte, particularly as you get to the backside there, and you're going in slightly different directions, there's some open field to the side. Definitely there was a period of time where we're pedaling into the wind. And it was very noticeable. My gear changes were were down. And I was working much more. But
right.
So there, but in general, it was a good ride and finished up. And the next day, well, of course, that night we flew off. We were in Salt Lake City. And the next day we showed no obvious effects from riding the 25 miles. So it was a good diagnostic. Yeah. And I think that's what I use it for more than anything. So you're making a decision. It sounds like you're downhill on that decision to go south toward New Orleans, maybe to St. Louis. Is that correct?
That is correct. I don't think I'll go all the way to New Orleans, but I will be heading south, and I'm going to start on, I think, Monday, or Sunday, I guess. I'll start and I'll go. And I think in about 4 days, so by the end of the week, I'll to Hannibal. Already seeing some signs of Samuel Clemens. There was as soon as I came into Muscatine, I saw the sign that said Mark Twain Overlook, and then there was this talk about hills, a steep hill. I had to get off the bike and push the bike up this super steep hill for about, I don't know, 100, 200 feet. And then there was this overlook where apparently Mark Twain had spent some time in Muscatine, and there was a little marker that quoted him. He talked about how Muscatine, he seen the grandest sunset he had ever seen anywhere. And they had this wonderful witty line where he said, "Well, people tell me that the sunrises are just as grand, but I have not witnessed them myself."
Okay. Well, David.
So anyway, see that. And then and then head on down. And in about 2 weeks or so, I'll be at Cape Girardeau, which is a very interesting place for me because of Lewis Lorimer, the historical character I'm fascinated with.
Right. Well, David, coming to the last comments, what would you like to share with listeners about this portion of your ride?
Well, this portion of the ride experienced a lot of kindness from strangers. I had in two little towns in a row, I got the towns open up their parks for bikers. And in both cases, they had the pavilion rented out and they had potlucks. And they said, well, come on over. And they shared some great food and great stories. And then the other thing, if I can add one more thing.
Sure.
In Illinois, I have a feeling that these people are really tough, hardened people because the weather app said there'd be a drizzle at 4 o'clock one afternoon. And I don't think any other person would call that deluge a drizzle. But I think the algorithm says, well, if this is Illinois, this is what a drizzle is. And then just came down.
Good point. Good point.
About a half hour.
All right. Nicely put. Nicely put. Okay, David. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you next Friday and see what further tales you have to tell.
Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.